This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Mr. President, what was the banking crisis?
You heard reporters asking U.S. President Joe Biden as he got off Air Force One on Sunday night what he planned to do about Friday's failure of Silicon Valley Bank. You can just hear him in the background saying he'll address the issue Monday morning as the federal government announces actions to shore up deposits and stem any broader financial fallout from the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Earlier, the president said in a statement that the solution ensures that taxpayer dollars are not put at risk.
The
voice of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in less than a week, starting from March 6th, we managed to kill more than 1,100 enemy soldiers in the Bakhmut sector alone. He said those Russian deaths are an irreversible loss for Russia. Zelensky added that at least 1,500 more soldiers were wounded too seriously to go back to the battlefield. He added that dozens of pieces of enemy equipment were destroyed, as were more than 10 Russian ammunition depots. The report was not independently verified. Zelensky also said he's bestowed the title Hero of Ukraine on soldier Oleksandr Matsyevsky, whose death in a hail of bullets was captured on video and went viral. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak flew to the United States on Sunday to meet U.S. President Joe Biden and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in order to finalize details of a submarine pact aimed at countering China. Britain, the United States, and Australia announced the plan in 2021 as part of efforts to counter China's growing military footprint in the Indo-Pacific region. The meeting in San Diego is expected